Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, everybody. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Wealth Strategist, Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services based in Melville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to talk about who left what to who, which is one of those stories. You know, every so often in the papers, you find out that people get an inheritance or they get an IRA, they're named on an IRA, and as a direct beneficiary of an IRA, and it wasn't intended for them. And so now what I want to do is tell all our listeners that if you don't know how to do this correctly, we're going to help you with this show. And if you're confused as to who to put as a beneficiary, Jenna's name would go first, and then you put
yes, perfect.
In. There you go. Okay.
Last name, Jenna M. Hudson.
The people in the suits are going to have a problem with us. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. So, yeah. So every so often, some people maybe find themselves as beneficiaries on something that they weren't quite sure about. The worst part of it is that the people whose money it was may not have intended them to receive that money. So how does that happen? How do people get money? Well, there's a very, very powerful thing in some of the laws, particularly in New York State, and in some of the accounts that's available to the average investor. And every week we talk about retirement issues and investing and good stuff like that. And what that is that it's called a beneficiary. What a beneficiary is that in the case of my passing, my assets go directly to this person or these people, and you go from there. So that's the beneficiary. A husband passes away and leaves money without really knowing it to his ex-wife, or father passes away and leaves money to his deceased brother instead of his own children. That is why it's important to update your beneficiaries at least annually or after any life change that may occur. So that can happen. That's one of the situations that we would have.
And a life change, we're talking about once you get married or if there's a divorce or maybe you have a new baby or if someone passes away. All too often, people sign up for, let's say, a company 401k or your deferred compensation plan through work. Or even we have some clients who establish inherited IRA accounts with us, and they designate their primary beneficiary as, let's say, their spouse at the time, and then maybe their contingents would be their children. And it's marked, it's done, and they never go back to it. It's a form they filled in one time when they went down to human resources or when they opened the account, and they just never looked at it again.
So when you open up an account, that's a good point. When you open up an account, whether it's an IRA, anything that designates a beneficiary, it could be an insurance policy, an IRA, Roth IRA, Simplified Employee Pension, aka SEP, a simple account, anything where you have to designate a transfer on death, payable on death account, anything that you have to designate a beneficiary. So those are good titles. And what happens is that the beneficiary becomes what we call a will substitute, meaning that the only person who gets that money is the person who is listed as a beneficiary. And you get these accounts. You may have opened them when you started work. You might have opened them under duress that you needed to get some assets, or maybe you inherited some money and you wanted to keep it, as you said, Jenna, in an IRA, and you inherited it as an inherited IRA. That also would need a new set of beneficiary or new set of beneficiaries. And it's very, very important to do that. If you're just joining us, it's Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. We're based at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you're not sure about any of your assets and the beneficiaries of any of your assets, and whether, even if you do establish the right beneficiaries, did you do it in a way that would make sure that the assets go to the people you intended, you would need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. So as part of, we're not getting into deep into the woods here. There's many people who do these beneficiaries. Most people do not keep their will updated. I have to say that from the outset, when people come into our practice and they do, we have a complimentary review. One of the questions we ask is, do you have a will? That's a simple question. We're not attorneys. We don't do wills, but we want to document as financial investment professionals that you have a will. And so we want to make sure that you have a will and possibly a power of attorney, which can tell you who in the case of your incapacitation can sign for your accounts. And we also want to make sure you have some sort of living will or healthcare proxy who could make medical decisions on your behalf while you're still alive. And those are three things we would require. But most people, we say, when's the last time you had, when did you get your will? Oh, we did that when we first got married. So 15, 20 years later, they have kids, they got other stuff going on, they have other assets, and maybe jewelry and other things. It may not have been mentioned in the will, but the meantime, the will, because you didn't have any kids when you got married, everything in the will goes to the brother or this brother-in-law or the sister-in-law. And so there's your first place you could look, beneficiaries over there.
And then you just brought up before, but I want to mention it again. There are certain accounts when you're designating a beneficiary, such as your 401k or your IRA or your life insurance policies. When you're naming that beneficiary, it acts as a will substitute. So for an example, we have people come into the office all the time. If I have a will and it's Jenna Hudson's will, and my will says that all of my assets are to go to my husband, Phil, but I started a 401k when I started working with Craig James Financial Services, and I was just out of school, and my primary beneficiary is my brother. If I pass away...
Your brother is very happy to hear that,
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
He's listening, obviously.
Well, I changed it because I follow our own instructions.
Oh, that's good.
but let's say that happens. I pass away, and my husband presents the will. I'm sorry, that means... it's still going to go to my brother because my brother is listed on the 401k as the primary beneficiary. It doesn't matter what my will says. It's going to go by what my 401k says. So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is me. I haven't updated my 401k. A lot of times, maybe your representatives won't reach out to you. I know that we try to do beneficiary checkups at our office every time, especially we're involved, so we know when there's life changes going on in people's lives. But it is something to think about and try to do once a year. You do your taxes once a year. I'm sure you go through your cabinets and all of your food and your groceries, right. Everything like
your
that.
Your insurance, auto
spring
insurance,
cleaning
everything
once
gets
a year.
Updated once a year.
Look at your beneficiaries at least once a year. And if you're not sure if you're naming proper beneficiaries or if this account is a will substitute or not, give our office a call, 631-393-2888, and we'll be happy to go over all the beneficiaries and make sure you have the things that you need so that if you do list the proper person, it goes directly to them and you don't have to go through probate or anything.
It's very, very important. Those are very good points, Jenna. Very, very important that what assets go through an actual probated will. And again, we're not attorneys. I don't want to turn this into an attorney show, but probate just means from the Latin probus, to decide. And anything that has to be decided, if you have a will and the will names like the house or this and that, the judge will go and they'll appoint someone. And someone could actually, and then there's also an executor appointed to an estate, and those people will be directing as to where your wishes are. But things that do not get a part of a probate estate, which is called a will substitute, is basically life insurance. The life insurance does not get decided because when you take out life insurance, it names beneficiaries. Annuities don't get probated because they name beneficiaries. Retirement accounts such as IRAs, 401ks, deferred comp, those don't get probated because they name beneficiaries. These are considered will substitutes. Very, very important to look into this. Now, naming your beneficiaries can be tricky, and there's some traps that you should be careful to avoid. Naming your beneficiaries can be very tricky. After the break, we're going to talk about some of these traps and so that you can make sure that your assets to go to who you intended. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Welcome. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, New York. And I'm with my co-host today,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about who you left what to who, beneficiaries, and how doing them, you know, how if you could be leaving money to people you did not intend and can do nothing about it.
When he says that title, you have to pretend you're sitting at a coffee table in Starbucks or something, and you're talking to a friend of yours, and they're telling you about how so-and-so passed away, and it went to an ex-husband or something, and you left what? To who? This is why it's a big title, because you don't want to be saying that. You don't want to be the one like, I know, I can't believe I did that. But you want to take action today to make sure you're not saying you left what to who.
There was a case that we had about 3 years ago, not for me, but for one of the people under me that I supervise. And it was about it was a relationship where the person left an annuity of a good amount of money to his friend. And his sister was very, very upset and saying that how could you leave this money to your friend and not to your family member? He wasn't married, this person. And it went pretty far. It went to court and everything else. But clearly, his beneficiary on his annuity, which is a will substitute, clearly his beneficiary was his friend and had everything you needed to be a proper beneficiary. And the sister tried like heck to get that money away from the friend, saying that he's not family and brought in all this other stuff and that it's just a mess. But in the end, the will of the deceased prevailed. It went all to the beneficiaries because that's exactly the way they set it up in the end. And on top of that, the sister challenging it had to pay all the legal fees. So there you go. It was a rabbit trail. Maybe she figured she would have gotten some of the money but your beneficiary is very, very powerful. We're here to tell you how to do it correctly. In the first half of the show, we discussed beneficiaries, the importance of them, what documents, what accounts would have a beneficiary payable on death, 401k, 403b, annuities, insurance policies. That's all very, very important that you have the beneficiary down and you have it down correctly.
Also, we were talking before the break about, I mentioned a primary and then I mentioned a contingent beneficiary, but I failed to mention exactly what those were. So a primary beneficiary is the first person who would get the money in your passing. So the typical case is that I have a life insurance policy in my name. Should I die, my husband is the primary. He gets the money. But let's just make this a really sad radio show. And the both of us get in an accident and we both die.
Right.
Then my contingents would be who gets it in the case that we've both passed away. And typically that would be the children. But that brings up our first trap. So let's
These
say you're
traps you want to avoid when you name someone a beneficiary.
You want to make sure you're not naming a minor as a beneficiary. And if you are, you need to make sure you think about who the guardian of that money is going to be.
Yeah, if you're naming a minor, someone under the age of 18, and you know, a husband and wife, you know, they get married, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they take out a $500,000 insurance policy for each other, 10-year term, and they both go in a car accident or something, you know, whatever happens. Their 4-year-olds or 8-year-olds or 12-year-olds or 16-year-olds would inherit that $500,000. Well, the fact of the matter is someone under the age of 18 cannot legally sign documents. I'll repeat that. Someone under the age of 18 cannot legally sign documents. You have yourself a problem. So that there's more to it. There is one state, though. There is a fun fact that Pennsylvania is the only state that a guardian may be listed on a beneficiary designation form and receive the inheritance. That means like your sister-in-law or your brother-in-law, without showing court appointment papers. Everything else has to be probated. So even though you went, you have a will substitute, these assets would directly go to my kids, but your kids aren't of the age, they're of the minors, not the major, then it becomes a problem to them. And they cannot actually take that money at this point. Now, if you're joining us, just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. We're also on Facebook under Craig James Financial Services. Please like us. On LinkedIn, Craig Ferrantino, on Twitter, all that good stuff. If you didn't, if you missed the first half of the show, which is very, very important, the first 15 minutes or so, that just tells you what beneficiaries are and how it's set up. Very, very important. You can go to iTunes and we're just look at if you have an iPhone, go to iTunes and look up It's All About Retirement and you'll see us there and you could listen to the whole show and you know, stop and start it as you're learning things. So that's very, very important. So one of our traps about beneficiary designations to avoid these things is avoid naming a minor as a primary beneficiary on your will, on your 401k, on your annuity, on anything that you have. Minors do not belong as primary beneficiaries.
And then you may be sitting here wondering, okay, this is all, it's all about retirement. You think we're talking about retirement planning, but it really comes down to, and a lot of the times the first couple meetings with people in our office are about structure, making sure your assets are titled properly, making sure you have the correct beneficiaries listed and that they are complete. One of the other traps is that people leave information sometimes off the designation of beneficiary form. Maybe you had an advisor, they were rushing, they wanted to hurry up and get everything signed.
Or it was a 401k and it was a simple form to fill out. Who's your beneficiary? You just put a name.
You really don't want to cut corners on stuff like this.
Joe
and that's
Schmo
why,
gets my money.
Yeah.
That's not going to go.
Or all my children. I see that a lot on insurance policies. So
all
it just says
children.
All of my children as contingent. Which children? Let's have their names, their dates of birth,
right.
Their socials, their
right.
Address, the percent that they're supposed
right.
to get.
So that's a good point. Here's what we need to put on the form. So if you're listening, get a pencil and paper. Any of your data to properly pay a beneficiary in New York State, you need the person's full name. So if there's a John Smith, there's a lot of John Smiths, it'd be important if you put John T. Smith or John Thomas Smith so that people can identify that person. You'll also need their date of birth, so a proper date of birth also. So that's two. The third thing you're going to need, believe it or not, in this day and age, you need a social security number of that person. If it's a cousin or you know somebody you don't normally see, but you're naming them as a beneficiary, that's great. But you do want it. You have to give them a call, and you have to find the social security number. You have to find the social security number. We'll not get paid without a social security number. You need their current address if you have it. Very, very important. Current address. You also want to put the percentage that you're giving that beneficiary. So if it's you've been naming four beneficiaries and they're all equal, you would put 25%. 25 times, you know, 4 is 100. But maybe you want to give some money more to someone that's helped you out while you were sick, or you want to give them a slightly bigger percentage. You got to identify that. Maybe you want to do 50% to one person and then 25 and 25 or however you want to do it. They will work with any fraction that you come up with, but you have to make the fraction. You have to make it obvious. You have to let them know. So I'm going to go over this again. This is what you need to know. You need a name, full name, a date of birth, social security number, have to have the social security number. You need the current address, what percentage you're going to give them to. We also need the relation to the owner. So it could be spouse, could be son, daughter, could be friend. But the relation should be identified as well. because that, you know, may come up in the future if there's a legal challenge. And whether it's per stirpes, meaning that if it's going to go through the root of your family, that's not necessary, but it's important to know that you have that.
That's actually a good one. We just got that actually in the office the other day, and I know it's something that even family members of mine bring up. And that basically means with that box checked off, and Craig can correct me if I'm wrong, that means that, again, I keep using myself as an example, let's say I name my children as my beneficiaries of something. If I were to pass away, and let's say my daughter gets married to someone, I do love him. Let's say I love him very much. I love her, my son-in-law. But if she passes away...
And you're still alive.
And I'm still alive.
Right.
I want my assets to go to her children. I want them to go through the bloodline. I don't want them to go to her husband.
Right. Nothing against the husband. Nothing against the husband.
But I want them to go to the children. So basically it follows the bloodline. And that's something that a lot of people do want to have it go that way. They could always name the husband as the guardian, but that's what that means.
Right. So let's just sum up, because these are traps that you could fall into. You need to review your beneficiaries on a regular basis. And you need help with this, give us a call at 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888. You want to avoid naming minors as your primary beneficiaries. And you want to make sure you don't leave any information off the designation of the beneficiary form. Well, this has been an exciting discussion about beneficiaries. You don't want to leave money to people you didn't intend to. And if you have any questions, give our office a call at 631-393-2888. Well, I'm Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services based in Melville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember,
it's all about retirement. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.